This is Voices of Our World. I'm your host, Eileen Bott. Now we take a grassroots look at Kenya with Mary Knoll brother Frank Tenhoopen. There's a mural on the wall of the Grandsons of Abraham Center. It's comprised of mountains, some birds, a palm tree, and a box with golden rays of light emanating from it. There's a caption. It reads, "You are the treasure in the field." Now, there is a scripture story about the treasure in the field, but the interpretation was always your salvation was the treasure in the field. Mary Knoll brother Frank Tenhoopen looks at it a different way. He views the children he works with as the treasure in the field. Brother Frank was born in Michigan, entered Mary Knoll in 1977, and was sent to Kenya in 1979 and has never looked back. He started his work with the SOS Children's Home in Nairobi, worked with small Christian communities for a time, and then in 1990 became part of the youth office of the Archdiocese of Mombasa, where he found the treasure in the field. The children of the Archdiocese of Mombasa. Frank works with all manner of children, from street kids to teenagers. He teaches them leadership training and has an Education for Life program, which is AIDS awareness, but better. However, I'll let Frank explain that. Brother Frank is also Mary Knoll's Assistant Regional Superior of the Africa region. Producer Kathy Golden traveled to Mombasa recently, where she witnessed one of Brother Frank's Education for Life programs called Adventures Unlimited for 8-year-olds. Kathy talks with Brother Frank about this extraordinary day, but first they discuss Mary Knoll Brother Frank Tenhoopen's many years in Kenya and what changes he has seen in the country during that time.
When you started in 79 and now you look all these years later, it's 2004, and you look at the grandsons, and you look at the education program, all the things Catholic youth houses, including Adventures Unlimited, and the pastoral centers almost built, all of that. How do you feel about the years and where it started and where it is now?
When it first started, or when I first started, time went so slow. And nowadays, it's going so fast, I don't have enough time. If you could add a few more days to the week or a few weeks to the month, I would be much happier. There's so many things to do, and every single one of them is good.
Has Kenya changed much?
Kenya's changed, I think, a lot. I think it's much more open politically. I think we have a lot more economic development, better education. A lot of things are better. But that doesn't mean it shouldn't get better even more than what it is now. We still have a long ways to go.
What holds things back? Because a couple of people were talking, even on buses lately, I've overheard conversations where people look at how green everything is, there's a banana tree every 20 feet, and yet people are starving. What needs to change?
I think that's a very good question. I think what probably holds up a lot of these things is what it really is, that things are changing so fast in this world that a lot of people here, and probably other places in the world, even probably in the United States, things are changing so fast that they sort of step back or hold things back. They want to slow things down. And at the same time, things are just moving faster. Like, many people are afraid of the genetic modified foods. They do realize that this would produce a whole lot more food, but they're afraid of it because they don't really understand what it means. So they don't want to do it, but at the same time, the population is going way up. So the food problem begins. Also, just the way we treat trees and plants here in Kenya and in all over the world is we just cut them down without realizing the trees are the ones that bring the rain. And with the rain, not just rain, we need rain that is consistent and comes at the right times for the farmers to use. But because of all the changes and the changes happening so fast, people are having troubles adjusting to that. And I think that's what holds everything back.
There's not a lot of industry in Kenya, not as yet. So would Kenya be better off with more foreign investment, or would that just make things worse?
Well, I definitely think it would be better if we had more foreign investment. I really do. I think there would be a lot more foreign investment here if the political situation maybe and the economic situation was just a little bit more stable and clear. Some companies spend up to 5 years trying to make an agreement with the government about mining or even just to get a license and run a telephone company or a television station. And after they get the license, that might be revoked after 6 months of getting it. So they're never sure if they should invest or not invest.
If you're just joining us, this is Voices of Our World, and we're talking with Mary Knoll brother, Frank Ten Hoopen.
Kenya at large, how has Mary Knoll affected this country? How has Mary Knoll's little part been? Have we done the good we set out to do, more than what we set out to do?
I think we've done a lot of good things. Just quickly, I know I'm going to skip somebody or something here, but like in Nairobi, Father Bob Voice, he's the one who introduced into Kenya the Montessori system, and it's one of the best things that really happened out here. It has really helped the educational system in Kenya. He has now a training center for teachers. He's built a training center up there in Nairobi. People from all over the country want to study the method and use it. Even you have other places that are sort of like clones of his work. They might not be really recognized internationally, but they are using the methods and so on in teaching. We have Bill Frieda, Father Bill Frieda. He is a medical doctor. He's built a huge hospital and still building. And the service that he gives to the people in Kenya as a whole, not just Nairobi, but in Kenya as a whole, is tremendous. It's just, you just have to see it. And it's at very cheap, affordable prices that poor people can actually go and get very good quality medical attention. And we have people like Brother John, who's got thousands of patients, people who are living with AIDS, people who might not live that much longer, and yet he helps with his volunteers. He helps them to live the life that they have with some dignity and some peace. Work like this and the works in Nairobi, this is tremendous work. It's really, the guys we have here, the men we have here are giants. They really are.
I see in the people's faces, you and everybody up in Nairobi introduced us to a great many Kenyans. Everybody smiles, everybody's cheerful, everybody looks more hopeful than the actual homes they return to, than the streets they return to. And I guess those of us who come from the States and don't appreciate what we've been given by accident of birth have a hard time understanding that sense of hope when there's... life here can be fairly bleak.
I think that has a lot to do with people's relationship to God or to some spiritual person or higher being or something. They have a very good relationship with God. They have a special relationship with God. People here are very, is it okay to say attuned or in tune? Attuned.
Yeah.
To the spiritual realm around them. It's not like many of us in the States where when we walk, we sort of walk in the air. I mean, there's air around us. When they walk, they're walking through a spiritual realm. There's always some kind of spirituality all around them. And that's why when they look at life, they look at it a little bit different than we do. Not much different, but a little bit. They're much more accepting of death, of pain, of difficulties, and yet, as you said, they have that smile, that sense of hope through it all. But I really believe it's because they have a better relationship with nature and the spiritual realm.
Yesterday, I saw Adventures Unlimited. I saw 131 children eat probably the best, fullest hot meal they'd had all week. They had a full day of education that ran a gamut of things that they will never forget, that made an enormous impact on them, that they will bring home, that they will spread. And yet you said there are certain things that are hard to get donors for. They're not the charity du jour. They're not hip enough right at this moment to draw in the money. But you are feeding those kids for $3 a day and giving them something that could bring about the first generation of Kenyans that might be AIDS free because they know more. Why is it hard to attract people to care about certain issues?
I do know that different years, it seems that there are different priorities among donors. Presently, the major priority is for those who have AIDS and those who are dying of AIDS. The programs that I have are for children age 8 on up, and it's about teaching kids to make good choices, and they can't make good choices in their life unless they have information. And the information we give them is given by mothers who are specially trained for this, so they know how to give it and what to give at what ages, is on a whole group of things like smoking, alcohol, sex, about relationships between in their families and with neighbors, all kinds of different things to help them to make choices. The thing is, they can, even when they're 8, 9 years old, they can choose. And many times kids do not know they can choose because the ones around them push them to do this or that. When they find that out, it takes a lot of pressure off the kids. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to create groups of kids who will be like a peer pressure group for themselves.
Thank you very much, Mary Knoll brother, Frank Ten Hoopen.
Is foreign investment the answer to Kenya's problems of poverty? Email us at radio@maryknoll.org or go to our website, www.voicesofourworld.org. Just click on Contact Us, or you can call us at 877-MARY-KNOLL. That's 877-MARYKNOLL. Well, that's all for this week, and thanks for listening. The grandsons of Abraham and Mary Knoll brother Frank Ten Hoopen are just some of the voices of our world. I'm your host and producer for this week's show, Eileen Bott. You heard music today by the grandsons of Abraham and Manu Dibango. Our website is www.voicesofourworld.org, where you can listen, learn more about today's guests and topics, answer our weekly question, or subscribe to our podcast. Please go to www.voicesofourworld.org. To learn more about Mary Knoll or try Mary Knoll magazine in English or Spanish, call 877-MARY-KNOLL. That's 877-MARYKNOLL. And please join us next time for more Voices of Our World.